right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks. To a What Do You Make of Tommy Rees Saying His Piece edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. Appreciate that as well. Notifications on, you be alerted every time a new episode drops. Don't want to miss anything. Twitter, search bar Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishindy@gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want me, you could get me. Call in line 312-900-8815. Get your voice heard and seen. All right. Social media is ablaze, folks. Twitter's off to the races. Tommy Rees's potty mouth caught on tape making the rounds everywhere you look. For those who have missed it, we're going to watch it together. All right? We're going to watch it together. Sometimes I take for granted, not everybody's on Twitter to see what people do with a little clip in the game you might have missed, but it has an extended life on Twitter. So in case you missed it, let's look at the interaction and then go over some of the reaction to it.
You can only imagine how that phone call is going right now.
What do you think? He said the whole team's counting on you. Do your bleeping job. So this is caught on tape, a hot moment. Listen, man, life's real when you got a camera in that coach's booth up there. You're going to see everything raw. Man, so I'm surprised stuff like this doesn't happen more often, honestly. Could you imagine if I was up there? Oh, my God. But what do you make of this interaction? I've seen many, many wide-ranging opinions. Everything from Rees should be telling himself this advice, or somebody else should be telling Rees this exact advice, to good for Tommy. It was needed and warranted, and we actually got better play out of the offense and the quarterback from then on, to this is below Notre Dame, is inappropriate to do at Notre Dame, but maybe not some other places, and it's bordering on verbal abuse. I've seen all of that. I've seen all of that. And it's like, you know, my reaction, I have a couple of them. One of them is, it's like, poor Drew Pine. Like, the guy's trying his best out there. He didn't sign up for all these dynamics the way they all lined up to make life hard on him, you know? So that's one thought is, poor Drew Pine, you know, thrown into a tough circumstance, the weight of all of Notre Dame land on his shoulders, tough spot for him. And then, you know, you're going to have that group that thinks this is below Notre Dame. And it's like Kelly, when he would cuss and you'd see it, there's certain people that think Notre Dame coaches should be above that kind of tirade and the vulgarities. You know, having some extra level of decorum being at Notre Dame. Listen, folks, it's football. Football's gonna football, man. Just because it's at Notre Dame, it's still football. Even at Notre Dame, it has to be. That's just the nature of how this is. It's just a heated football moment between a player and a coach. It happens all the time. Maybe it's bigger news because everything that happens in Notre Dame lands under the microscope. I don't know. But that's just the nature of football. And then here's the other thing, too. And this is just me and the way I operate and the way I think and feel my way through Notre Dame-ness. Let's just put it that way. It made me feel good to see Rees express that frustration we all have right now with this offense. That's what gave me comfort. I liked at least knowing he's pissed off and frustrated and annoyed and is over this too. Not that I could possibly think our offensive our offensive coordinator and quarterbacks guy wouldn't be upset that we haven't been playing good on offense, but to actually see it get to him to the point where he had had enough and let that frustration out, it gave me comfort. You might not like the delivery or the approach, but I'm somebody who has comfort knowing at least he's as pissed off as we are. And that he also realizes it has to be better than what it is right now, even in tough circumstances for Drew. So, you know me, I tend to run a little hot. So, I'm not the guy to come to if you want me to say this was across the line. Not the right show if you wanted that opinion. And then, of course, here's a couple dumb things. One by fans of other teams on social media, and then one by our fan base. Two dumb things with this, tied into this. I've seen quite a bit of negative reaction to this clip on Twitter from fans of other teams being like, oh, look at this, you know, Notre Dame's not any good, and this is how their coach is treating the backup quarterback who wants to go play there, you know, that kind of thing. It doesn't really bother these people. These are people that don't like Notre Dame, and they're always looking for a reason to show that they don't look Notre Dame and to make Notre Dame look as bad as possible publicly. These are people that would have no problem with their coach doing this, but because it's Notre Dame, it's another opportunity to pile on and negatively recruit. Who wants to go play for that? I've seen that out there, and it's just a totally dumb argument with a hidden agenda of making Notre Dame look bad. These are not people actually offended at the tape, the footage, and what happened, and the message and the interaction. So that's dumb and it's cheap, but that's what you should know and come to expect if you're a Notre Dame fan. Any opportunity you give anybody to make us look bad, they're going to pounce. That's a really dumb, stupid thing people are doing to make us look bad. Here's what's dumber, though. Here's what's dumber. I've seen a lot of Notre Dame fans push back on the people who think this is across the line and inappropriate by saying, I've even seen some shown pictures of, why isn't this a big negative when Saban does it? You know, with the picture of him losing his mind yelling. And then Dabo, and then Kirby, right? And there's like, pictures of all these guys losing their minds on their players or yelling in a tirade or whatever. And it's like, well, why aren't those guys getting the same heat when they do it? But when our guy does, it's totally different and out of bounds and everybody's upset. Or not everybody. Certain people are upset or want to act like they're upset to frame this in an anti-Notre Dame way. You know, so the Notre Dame folks are going, well, why aren't you saying that about all those guys? Horrible. Listen, Notre Dame people, I'm one of you. Horrible argument. You got to stop that. You can't do that. It's a very bad argument. Notre Dame people, do not use that as your comeback. Shut this down. The difference between Tommy Rees and Saban and Kirby and Dabo is a thing called championships. Proven eliteness. Elite winning on the highest stage. This is a typical case of, just like in every area of life, those that win and produce always get more leeway, more slack, more benefit of the doubt if they do something that's 50-50. Is it right or wrong? That's how it is in life, folks. Tommy Rees has accomplished nothing. He has won nothing. He does not have the built-in leeway for people to say, I don't know if he's doing this right, but he's proven that it works, so who am I to question it? All those other guys have that. They're champions. All those other guys Notre Dame fans have seen reference have won championships recently. So you don't have to like the double standard. But it's like that in every business in America. The top sales guy, everywhere I've worked at as an outside salesman in my 20s, The top sales guy got more leeway. Didn't want to come into work on a Friday. Didn't. Wanted to sleep in and come late. Come late. Like, want to leave early? Leave early. While all the minions got to sit there till 5 o'clock. Why? You're the winner. You're the alpha dog. You're the one bringing in all the money that pays the IT guy in the back to keep it all running. If you're not selling, there's nothing to keep running. That's how it works. The top sales guy gets the leverage, gets more leeway, gets to call the shots, gets to have people not viciously question their methods as much because what they do works. Tommy Rees does not have that credibility at all. He's won nothing. He has won nothing. No major bowls, no Heisman of a quarterback he developed, no playoff game, no. So he does not have that credibility. So it's a very weak argument from Notre Dame fans defending him in that way. No, he is not cut anywhere in the same cloth as those guys that are proven champions. Rees doesn't have that. So that's a bad argument. A better argument as a comeback is that's just football and how it goes sometimes. And the camera was there. That's a better argument than the weak one of comparing Rees to all these winners. No, no. And for the inner circle at Notre Dame folks who don't approve, here's the other thing. Rees isn't exactly the most popular guy in South Bend right now. There are people in the fan base acting more upset about this than they really are because right now they don't like Tommy Rees anyways. And then this is another thing to stack on the ledger of, you know, we already can't score and the guy's being a jerk. So I've seen some of that from Notre Dame fans, and I think it's accelerated because he isn't the most popular guy around right now. Overall, though, I just think this is the nature of college football combined with the frustration of Notre Dame's offense this year. That was the moment it all blew up. Tommy let it rip. If anything, at least I'm glad to know he's as frustrated as we are. Take care, folks.